How do you prepare for the greatest event in human history? Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama, and I'm excited to welcome you to Fraser 365. In this study, we're asking what it looks like to truly and thoroughly prepare ourselves for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is our hope that you come to a deeper knowledge of the gospel as we're challenged and encouraged in the days to come.
This is day 27 of preparation for resurrection. Our title today is Content in Our Shepherd. Max Lucado said, "You have a God who hears you, the power of His love behind you, the Holy Spirit within you, and all of heaven around ahead of you. If you have the shepherd, you have grace for every sin, direction for every turn, a candle for every corner, and an anchor for every storm. You have everything that you need." Our text today is Psalm 23, 1 through 3. "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake." The Lord provides, leads, and restores. As Leonard Ravenhill said, a true shepherd leads the way. He does not merely point the way. This is a perfect description of our Lord, who journeys with us, so we have everything we need. Steve Cole asserts, "Contentment comes from experiencing all that our good shepherd has provided for us." Cole continues his comments on Psalm 23 with these connecting points from the shepherd to our contentment. The first step to contentment is to know that the Lord Jesus is your personal shepherd. The key to not wanting is to have the Lord as your shepherd. Many people apply this psalm to themselves for its soothing effect, but they do not know the Lord as their personal shepherd. David is emphatically personal. "The Lord is my shepherd." Jesus made it clear that this is not a blanket truth. Not everyone has Jesus as his or her personal shepherd. Some of his critics said, "If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus replied, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, these bear witness of me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give eternal life to them, and they shall never perish." A little girl had learned Psalm 23 in Sunday school, but she slightly misquoted it as, "The Lord is my shepherd. I've got all I want." But even though she misquoted it, she got it right. If you have such a one as the Lord as your good shepherd, then you can truly say, "I've got all I want." The second step to contentment is to know and enjoy the Good Shepherd's gracious provisions. He has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness, but many Christians are not content because they don't know what God has so abundantly provided. David mentions four things God has provided. First, the Good Shepherd provides spiritual food. "He makes me lie down in green pastures." Sheep will not lie down until they've eaten enough. They then will contentedly lie down to chew their cud. God's word is the full banquet He has provided for His sheep. I believe that the main reason we as God's people lack contentment is that we don't feed consistently on God's word. God's word has milk for the babe in Christ and meat for the more mature. If we would feed on it daily and chew on it as a sheep chews its cud, we would find contentment in Christ Himself. Second, the Good Shepherd provides spiritual drink. "He leads me beside quiet waters." A sheep cannot be content if it is thirsty. Sometimes stubborn sheep will not wait for the clear, pure water that the shepherd is leading them to. They stop and drink from the polluted and contaminated potholes along the trail. It satisfies their thirst for a moment, but it will eventually riddle them with parasites and disease. It's the price they pay for instant gratification and not following the shepherd to clear water. Some Christians are like those sheep. They don't want to wait upon the Lord to fill their inner longings. They want a quick fix, instant happiness. So they go for the polluted potholes of the world. If you want true contentment, you must learn to walk by the Holy Spirit, God's gracious provision to make you more like Christ. Third, the Good Shepherd provides spiritual restoration. He restores my soul. The Hebrew word restore means turning back or refreshing. Perhaps the sheep has stayed off the trail to nibble on some interesting-looking plant, little knowing that it is poisonous. Or maybe it has gotten separated from the flock, and a predator is ready to pounce. Sheep can also become cast, where they roll onto their backs and are not able to right themselves. A sheep left in such a position will die unless the shepherd helps it get upright within a few hours. God uses two primary means to restore us, His word and His people. Psalm 19:7 states, "The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring my soul." And that's the same Hebrew word. His word points out where we are off the path and what we must do to be restored. God has entrusted to those who are spiritual the ministry of using His word to help restore His straying sheep. Fourth, the Good Shepherd provides spiritual guidance. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. We all need guidance to know how to live in this confusing world. There are many who claim to know the Good Shepherd, but they don't walk in paths of righteousness. God's name is bound up with our walk as believers. He has chosen to identify His holy name with us. If we live just like the world, we cause His name to be blasphemed. For His name's sake, He guides us in paths of righteousness. Therefore, to find true contentment is to have the Lord as your shepherd. When you know Him personally, you can enjoy the Good Shepherd's gracious provisions, spiritual food, drink, restoration, and guidance. As you do, you will realize that in a relationship with God, you have everything you need. Here are some questions for today. Why is it essential that David use the word "my" when he said, "The Lord is my shepherd"? Would you describe your current relationship with the Lord by saying, "I shall not want"? If yes, why? If no, why not? In what ways does Psalm 23, 1-3 give you peace? Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.